Grace to you and peace from God our Father and our Lord and Savior Jesus Christ. Amen. Way back in the 1980s, when I was a camp counselor at Luther Point Bible Camp, Grantsburg, Wisconsin, we had a song that we would sing with the campers. Well, we had lots of songs that we would sing with the campers, but this is the one I want to talk about today. And it went, Father Abraham had many sons, and many sons had Father Abraham, and I am one of them, and so are you. So let's all praise the Lord. Right hand, Father Abraham. And then it was left hand, and right foot, and left foot, and rub your tummy, and pat your head, and turn around, and all of these things to the delight and laughter of everyone participating, right? It's a great song. It was easy to sort of break the ice with groups of kids and all the rest of that. Well, you could take a look at that song, as I have done in semi-serious moments trying to, you know, burst people's bubble. And you could say that Abraham had only one son. His name was Isaac, and neither you or I are Isaac. And it's kind of true. But if we listen to the Apostle Paul, and if we follow his arguments concerning Abraham, Abraham did have many sons and daughters, and we are some of them. You see, we are descendants of Abraham, not through genetics or genealogy, but through the faith that he showed. A faith which prefigures our faith in Jesus, and it shows us, more importantly, the faith of Jesus. Today we see God's call to Abraham to change everything in his life. Well, in the gospel, we see Jesus call Nicodemus to that same kind of total change. And so today we receive that same call so that we too might live a faith that shares the blessing and love, that shares the care and hope for all around us. In our reading from Genesis, the Lord said to Abraham, go from your country and your kindred and your father's house to the land that I will show you. Now, this is an incredible moment for a couple of reasons. First of all, this is when God says to Abram, go until I tell you to stop. There is no destination. There is no anything like that. All right? I have received calls from God to go to new congregations, but I know where I'm moving to. It's not pack up the U-Haul. I'll tell you when to stop. All right? So that's one part of that. And go until I tell you to stop. Another incredible thing about this is the first communication between Abram and God we have in Genesis. First time. This is it. This isn't wanderlust on Abram's part. It's not like he's getting itchy feet and wants to go someplace. He was called. And part of that call is a promise. And that promise is that Abram would become a great nation and that blessings would follow. Now, Abraham may not have known to whom he was talking, but Abram believed, more than believed. Abram had faith because he acted. Our reading ends, Abram went as the Lord had told him. Think about that. Go until I tell you to stop. And so Abram went. That faith, Abram's believing the unbelievable, trusting in the unknown, and then packing up to go, that faith is what carries the story of Abraham across the years. That faith is what makes Abraham our ancestor. Paul will argue that it is not genetics, but faith that makes Abraham our father, because Abram's faith stands as a testament to and an inspiration for our faith. God's call to Abram was a call to interrupt and change his entire life. And so Abram took that leap of faith. He did it. He believed and trusted and acted, and the world is different because of it. We too have access to the love of God as a fruit of Abraham's faith. So let's all praise the Lord. In our gospel, Nicodemus came to Jesus in the dark of night so that he would avoid being seen by some of his fellow leaders in the Jewish community. Now, Nicodemus had been impressed by Jesus, by what he had said and by what he was doing. But Nicodemus was looking for some answers. You see, his fellow Jewish leaders didn't seem very impressed. In fact, they seemed quite hostile to Jesus, and Nicodemus didn't understand that. Nicodemus saw in Jesus evidence of God's presence. And so Nicodemus came to talk to Jesus and to hopefully find some answers. And so in their talking, Nicodemus is called to change everything. Like Abram, he is called to start again in love. After Nicodemus's initial comments, Jesus says to him that no one can be a part of the kingdom of God that he, Jesus, is bringing unless they are born from above. Jesus is teaching Nicodemus and all of us that it takes a new beginning, a change of heart. It takes a life inspired by God's love and presence, something that Jesus himself provides for us all the time. Now, Nicodemus is still confused because when Jesus said, "You must be born from above," Nicodemus heard, "You must be born again," and he was kind of worried about how I'm supposed to go back into the womb again and all kinds of things like that. So Jesus continues teaching, and he teaches that this change is a change that begins by a gift of the Spirit, a change that now we all have access to, and a change that we can step into in love. Jesus is inviting Nicodemus, calling Nicodemus and all of us to leave where we are, that is, to leave our sin and our selfishness, and to go until Jesus tells us when to stop. And the amazing thing is that the going and where we stop is all the kingdom of God. We are being urged to listen to the call from Jesus, to take up our cross, to love our neighbor, to live as a child of God, as a follower of Jesus. Now, at the end of our gospel story, we don't have a definitive result like we do with Abram. With Nicodemus, we don't hear that he went as the Lord told him to. But we do meet Nicodemus later on, when Nicodemus helps Joseph of Arimathea to bury our crucified Lord. It would appear that Nicodemus is walking a new and a different path as he leaves Jesus. He is making his way toward the kingdom of God. But you see, in all of this, there is still a question concerning both Abram and Nicodemus. And the question is, why? Why listen to those calls for change? Now, Nicodemus had heard and met Jesus before, and that may have helped with some of the sway that Jesus had, but our communication between God and Abram was the very first one. So why? Why listen to those calls for change? And while I don't have a definitive answer, I think those calls for change are grounded in the very famous Bible verse we have at the end of our gospel. Why? Because God so loves the world that he gave his only Son, so that everyone who believes in him may not perish but may have eternal life. It is the love of God that fills both conversations that we hear today. It is the love of God that fills and inspires Abram and Nicodemus today. It is the love of God that comes to us through this table, through the scriptures, by means of our sisters and brothers gathered with us today that gives us a reason why. Why listen to the call of God? Because we have already felt that love. The love that comes from God always. And now we get to share that love. And that love is grounded in another truth and another fact that we read in verse 17 of that same gospel. God did not send the Son into the world to condemn the world, but in order that the world might be saved through Him. We get to share that salvation. We get to share that love. And if that isn't enough, why? I don't know what else could be. But for Jesus, there is also one last truth. We need not always succeed. We are called to try. We are called to take that leap of faith, entering into the situations of our lives, carrying the presence of Jesus and the love of God that Jesus gives us, so that any who might need it, any that we perceive needs it, might find that love of God in us. And sometimes we get that right, and sometimes we fail. But God is with us, and we get to try. Now, Abraham left his father's house and went until God told him to stop and had all kinds of adventures. Some of them were good and some of them were bad. Nicodemus left and wrestled with himself, but eventually stood by the Lord in his need. We get to go into the world with love and peace and hope. And we get to try to make God's vision for a world of love into our mission every day. Because God is with us and Jesus loves us. So, let's all praise the Lord, right hand, left hand, right? With your heads, with your tummies, turning around, jumping around, shouting, whatever. Let's all praise the Lord because God loves us. We know it. We get to praise. So let's. Amen.